You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 17, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the 2026 President's House ruling protects slavery memory. On February 16, 2026, a federal court in Philadelphia issued a decision that will be remembered for decades. U.S. District Judge Cynthia M. Roof ordered the National Park Service to put back a slavery exhibit at the President's House site. This order was not a simple administrative request. It was a firm statement that the history of the enslaved belongs to the people. The ruling suggests that public memory is a right, not a museum extra that a government can take away. The site sits at the busy corner of 6th and Market Streets. It was the home of George Washington and John Adams while they led the young nation. For years, the story of this house focused only on the great men who lived there. However, the ground beneath the house held a much darker truth. In 2026, that truth became the center of a major legal battle against the current administration. The court decided that the stories of the 9 enslaved people who lived there are just as important as the stories of the presidents. The President's House served as the executive mansion from 1790 to 1800. It was the place where the leaders of the new republic made laws about liberty. Yet, those same leaders held human beings in bondage inside those very walls. This site represents a profound historical paradox. It shows the gap between the words of the Constitution and the reality of life for black people in early America. George Washington brought 9 enslaved individuals from his Mount Vernon estate to work in this house. These 9 individuals were named Oney Judge, Hercules, Austin, Paris, Christopher Shields, Richmond, Giles, Maul, and Joe. They performed the daily labor that allowed the presidency to function. Their presence in Philadelphia was a direct challenge to the image of a free city. This history was ignored for over 2 centuries until physical evidence forced a change in the narrative. The struggle to acknowledge their lives is part of a larger fight for recognition within the system of federalism that governs the United States. Pennsylvania was a unique place during the late 1700s because it had the Gradual Abolition Act of 1780. This law was the first of its kind in the world to move toward ending slavery. It stated that any enslaved person living in the state for more than 6 months would become free. This law created a major problem for George Washington. He did not want to lose his property while he served as president. To get around the law, Washington practiced a deceptive rotation. Every 6 months, Washington would send his enslaved staff back to Virginia. This act reset their residency clocks and prevented them from claiming their freedom under Pennsylvania law. This systematic evasion showed how much effort the first president put into maintaining involuntary servitude even in a state that was trying to abolish it. The story of this rotation is a key part of the exhibit that the government tried to remove in 2026. Understanding this trickery is vital to seeing the full picture of American history. Despite Washington's efforts to control them, some of the enslaved people at the president's house took their own freedom. Oney Judge was a young woman who served Martha Washington. In 1796, she learned that she was going to be given away as a wedding gift. She escaped the house and fled to New Hampshire. Washington was furious and spent years trying to kidnap her and bring her back. Oney Judge lived the rest of her life as a fugitive, but she remained free. Hercules was Washington's famous chef. He was known for his great skill and his pride. In 1797, on the morning of Washington's birthday, Hercules also escaped. He fled to New York and was never recaptured. These stories of resistance highlight the agency of black people even under the most difficult conditions. They faced a form of intersectional oppression that combined their status as property with their roles in the presidential household. The removal of their stories from the exhibit was seen by many as a second attempt to silence them. For a long time, the physical foundations of the president's house were forgotten. In 2002, workers began digging for the new Liberty Bell Center. They discovered the remains of the house, including the kitchen where the enslaved worked. This discovery created a massive public outcry. The National Park Service originally planned to ignore the slavery aspect of the site. However, a group called the Avenging the Ancestors Coalition stepped in to fight for the truth. led by attorney Michael Cord, ATTAC demanded that the site honor the enslaved people. They held protests and public meetings for years. This was an example of community-led history that challenged the official government narrative. Because of their hard work, the exhibit Freedom and Slavery in the Making of a New Nation opened in 2010. It became a powerful memorial that stood just steps away from the Liberty Bell. The site forced visitors to confront the fact that liberty and slavery existed side by side in the same house. The recent legal battle started because of political changes in the federal government. In March 2025, the Trump administration issued an executive order called Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History. This order told federal agencies to remove content that might disparage the American past. In late January 2026, National Park Service workers began removing educational panels from the President's House site. They used crowbars to take down the stories of Oney Judge and Hercules. The city of Philadelphia did not stay silent. Local leaders filed a lawsuit to stop the removal. They argued that the federal government was violating a 2006 agreement. That agreement was a contract between the city and the Park Service. Philadelphia had given $3.5 million to help build the memorial. The city claimed that the federal government could not change the history of the site without talking to the local community first. This lawsuit turned a historical debate into a high-stakes legal battle over the truth. In her ruling on February 16, 2026, Judge Roof did not hold back. She wrote a 40-page opinion that criticized the government's actions. She even compared the administration to the Ministry of Truth from the book 1984 by George Orwell. In that book, the government rewrites history to control what people think. The judge stated that the United States government does not have the power to dissemble and disassemble historical truths. The judge made it clear that the $20,000 cost to replace the panels was not the issue. The real harm was the damage to the public's trust. Removing the history of slavery was seen as a violation of the right to truth. This is a legal idea that says citizens have a right to know the full facts about their government's past, including human rights violations. By siding with the city, the judge protected the right of every citizen to see an honest version of American history. The President's House site is not just a place for learning. It is also a huge part of the local economy. Independence National Historical Park attracts millions of visitors every year. In 2023, these visitors spent $178 million in the surrounding neighborhoods. This spending supports thousands of jobs and brings in hundreds of millions of dollars to Philadelphia. When the government removes popular exhibits, it threatens the tourism that keeps the city running. The debate over the exhibit also reflects a deep divide in how Americans see history. According to a 2024 survey, about 35% of Americans believe that memorials should include information about slavery and racism. There is a constant struggle between conflicting ideologies regarding the national narrative. This legal victory ensures that the story of the President's House remains complete. It protects the site as an economic asset and a place of honest reflection for all visitors. The most important part of the February 16th ruling is how it treats public memory. The court did not see the slavery exhibit as an optional addition. Instead, it viewed the exhibit as a protected right. This means that once a historical truth is established in a public space, the government cannot just wipe it away for political reasons. This sets a huge precedent for other historic sites across the nation. It protects the stories of marginalized people from being erased by whoever happens to be in power. The 2006 cooperative agreement proved to be a vital tool in this fight. It showed that when cities and the federal government work together, they create a bond that cannot be easily broken. This contractual sovereignty gives local communities a say in how their own history is told. The ruling confirms that the history of slavery is not a separate story from the history of freedom. They are part of the same American journey. The President's House will continue to stand as a witness to both the struggles and the triumphs of those who lived there. The victory in federal court is a reminder that history is always being written and defended. The people who fought for the President's House exhibit in 2002 and those who defended it in 2026 share the same goal. They want a nation that is brave enough to look at its own reflection without flinching. The 9 enslaved individuals who worked for George Washington are no longer invisible. Their names are etched into the stone and glass of the memorial for everyone to see. As the National Park Service begins to reinstall the panels, the site will once again offer a full education. Visitors will learn about the presidents who built the country. They will also learn about the people whose labor was stolen to support those presidents. This balance is necessary for a true understanding of what liberty means. The February 16th ruling ensures that the Ministry of Truth will not win in Philadelphia. Public memory is safe for now, but the work of protecting the truth never truly ends. Copyright, African Elements.